On your calendar, summer may keep going well into September. But in climate terms, today marks the official end of summer. That's because June, July, and August are the hottest months of the year, and in Alaska, it was really hot this summer. Continuing that trend, 9 communities around the state broke daily high temperature records yesterday, including Kenai at 71 degrees, Bethel at 72, and Anchorage at 74 degrees. Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks Alaska climate data and trends. Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with him regularly as part of the segment, Ask a Climatologist. Brettschneider told Energy Desk editor Annie Feit that this summer is the warmest on record for Anchorage.
And for most stations in Alaska, it's been a top 5 warmest. A few places like Fairbanks is the 10th warmest, but very warm from north to south, from east to west.
Has Anchorage been the warmest of the warm in terms of records?
Well, not so much in terms of absolute temperature, because we are on the coast and it's always going to be warmer in the interior. But as far as why we've been warmer than anyone else, it really is our proximity to the Gulf of Alaska and the much above normal water temperatures. And also our low temperatures have been very, very warm compared to normal. And so we've had extended periods of time with low temperatures well above normal, daily records, most number of days above certain temperature thresholds.
And daily records, talk about the last week or even the last few days here. What have we seen, especially in Anchorage?
So here in Anchorage, for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we had high temperatures that were all records. It was 73, 77, and then 72. And that's the latest we've gone into a season with 3 consecutive days at that temperature. So it really is quite unusual.
And what about the rest of the state?
There was a number of places in the state that actually set their warmest temperature ever for so late in the season. So up on the North Slope at Barrow and New Ixit and a couple other places, they were well into the 60s, mid to even upper 60s. Never so warm this late in the season. They had a south wind that... an offshore wind. And then along the Gulf of Alaska coast, places like Anchorage and Cordova and Yakutat and a few others, they also set their highest temperature ever measured for so late in the season.
Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist who lives in Anchorage. He spoke with Annie Feit from Alaska's Energy Desk as part of a regular look at climate change in the state. Do you have a climate question for Brian? Email akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org.